Hello everyone. Welcome to this session, Sustainability in the Context of Water Management, a case study of a traditional water management system in dry areas. My name is Atefa Safarabadi Farahani. I'm originally from Iran and I'm a doctoral researcher in University of UBaskila and an early stage researcher in ASTRA project. I studied social work in bachelor and master degree, and I worked for around 10 years in different fields of social work, like child welfare system and hospitals and schools. And at the end of my work, I worked as a social work supervisor in community development projects. Today, I want to talk about why and how I chose the water management issue or what water-related issue, and I will talk about my research questions and context of the research that I collect the data and I surveyed that. Then I will talk a little bit about my methodology and theoretical perspective. And I will talk a little bit about my preliminary result because my thesis is a monograph and I'm still in the middle of writing thesis, so they are only preliminary results. But at the same time, they are interesting. But why I chose the water-related issues in social work? According to social scientists' terminology, water is an essential prerequisite for social development and defines the development options possible in different time and location. Based on UN General Assembly, in 2010, access to safe, affordable, and reliable drinking water and sanitation services are basic human rights. They are indispensable to sustaining healthy livelihoods and maintaining people's dignity. Modernization and climate change are the main drivers for the water crisis. Modernization and a higher standard of life, beside a higher quality of healthcare system, caused a population growth in the world. The world population increased from about 1.6 billion in 19 to the current number of more than 7 billion, while 2.3 billion of them live in water scarce location. And most of them lives in the global south, including Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Also, it is predicted to grow up to 9 billion by 2015. And as a result, the ratio between the number of people and the available water is worsening. Although the knowledge about global and regional water importance has improved today, for marginalized and underdeveloped societies, the situation has not become any better. According to a UN estimation, 1 in 9 lacks access to safe water, and women are, of course, disproportionately affected by the water crisis, as they are often responsible for collecting water and providing domestic water. But water management is a connector point that intersects with social, economic, environmental, and political aspects of water. And the history of that is part of the history of humanity. Since ancient times, humans have built water resource systems to efficiently use water and minimize the impact of water-related natural hazards such as floods, droughts, and diseases. Management of water has been associated with the basic needs to cater for human requirements in terms of drinking water, food, and other tangible goods. But what is the relationship of water management and social work? Social work has its origin to address issues of justice, human rights, and empowerment, and has been called upon to take action in response to environmental issues. In the context of social work, Water is not just a natural resource, but also a fundamental part of addressing broader issues like health, equity, justice, community well-being, gender, environment, and human rights. Social workers can be involved in promoting access to clean water, advocating for sustainable policies, and addressing the broader social and environmental factors that impact water security for marginalized communities. But how people live for thousands of years in dry areas. People in dry regions could have adopted and settled in rural communities and societies and in Central and West of Asia. People have initiated a specific water management system which irrigate their farm where water is very scarce, and they could prepare their drinking water and meet their needs in daily routine. There is some evidence related to more than 3,000 years ago that the inhabitants of the dry regions perfected a system for conducting, transferring snow melt through underground channels. This system, being in mountain and carried water to the plain by gravity to farms, country gardens, and towns. I developed my research in Oman. Oman is one of the most water-stressed countries in the world. Oman has less significantly water than the world average of water per person. This country mostly depended on groundwater back in the history, and people in Oman used Falaj as a traditional water management system for any kind of water usage, like domestic usage and irrigation farms. Nowadays, Falaj is still one of the main ways to irrigate farms. So there are numbers of Falaj that are functional in this country. They are still working for the irrigation purposes. But let's see more about how the system works physically. It can help us to imagine how people involved with this system and why it's socially important. This schematic picture shows how the Falaj system works. As you see, several vertical shafts are dug and connect to a main horizontal canal. This main canal connects to the water aquifer and transfers water to the surface of the ground in plain. With this structure, there is no need for energy, and only gravity helps water to flow. And when water arrives to the surface, people can use them for any kind of purposes. But what is my research question in this big thesis? I want to understand how can we understand the sustainability of a traditional water management practice from community perspective. This is a qualitative research, and as I told you, I collected data in Oman in a kind of central region of Oman, so-called Alhamra. And I collected data in during March and April 2023. And the tool of collecting data of this research was semi-structured interviews. I interviewed with Falaj management team members, stakeholders, experts, and civil society members, and all of them were around the system of this water management system. And I analyzed the data set with inductive thematic analysis coming from Brown and Clark 2006, and I use Atlas TI for coding and recoding and categorizing all the data. But let's take a look at theoretical perspective. In this thesis, two main theoretical perspective is sustainability pillars in water management and water justice. Harman Cioglu, with their colleagues, and in 2013, shows that a sustainable water management system covers the intersection of the three dimensions of sustainability if all the three criteria are to be satisfied. In that regard, decisions on water resource management must seek sustainability in three dimensions: economic, that they call it efficiency; social, that they call it equity; and environmental, that they call it compatibility. They added the institutional dimension as the fourth dimension of sustainability, covers the institutional rules and regulation related issues for management of this water resource. Water justice is based on fairness, equity, participation, and justice principles. Justice is relational, situated, and context sensitive rather than universalistic. Global social justice movements over water, which often known as water justice movements, have been central to changing existing realities and sharing information on the various water crises and injustice globally. I'm using water justice principles from point of view of Ershedi and Kalhoff. Ershedi defines water justice from social justice perspective and categorizes it to distributive, interactional, and procedural justice. From his point of view, distributive justice is a perceived fairness of how resource and rewards are distributed. Interactional justice refers to the extent that people feel fairly treated when procedures are implemented. And procedural justice points out to the fairness of the process itself and procedures used to make allocation decisions about water. The approach of Kalhoff categorizes water justice to four dimensions. This author adds ecological water justice and cultural water justice to procedural and distributive justice. From his point of view, ecological water justice means environmental protection of a critical resource, and cultural water justice is a fairness in approaching diverse values related to water, including cultural and religion claims. Here you can see the preliminary finding, just one of the themes that emerged from the data sets I analyzed with thematic analysis. The main theme is sustainability dimension of village. As I mentioned, I used the Harman Cioglu's model that they categorize sustainability to four dimensions, which is social, economic, institutional, and environmental sustainability. And in whole interview, I could see this kind of categorization between these, between their talking. The first sub-theme is social sustainability, which includes social dynamics around this system, village for basic needs, and as a contact point, village and water justice, and village and gender balance. In second sub-theme, which is economic sustainability, people talked about how they can manage village economically in a collective action. They usually use charity and auction process for self-sustaining village, for maintaining that and for managing everything, every activities that can be done around this system. The third subsystem or sub-theme is about institutional sustainability. There is a village organization that they can manage village maintenance, water distribution system, conflict resolution, and they even developed a software program around that. And as the final sub-theme, which is environmental sustainability, they talked about how this system is environmentally friendly because water table recharge would be recharged because of the water penetration in the earth, or people protect their or adjust their using of water beside this system. Also, they talked about how this fallage protect the biodiversity around that, how animals and some plants are specifically growing around this system. But let's take a look at the institutional sustainability that I talked about in this first theme. To achieve sustainable water management, it is imperative to establish institutional arrangements that engage multiple stakeholders. These collaborations aim to promote fairness, efficiency, and environmental sustainability in water use and allocation. Fallage institution is a community organization, and the community members choose its members. This water management institution has many tasks, including fallage maintenance, water distribution, and conflict resolution. The head of this institution is the local leader known as chief, who facilitates the connection between community members and the government. Then there are two agents in Fallage Alhambra, one expert in fallage maintenance and underground parts, and one expert about surface and more involved in social issues. Arif, which is an Arabic term, is the front-line person in fallage water management. He oversees the timing of irrigation in the field in close connection with farmers. The banker's job is controlling the fallage income coming from water trade and endowments or charity. Sheikh assistant is a trustworthy person from the point of view of both sheikh and community. He is also the sheikh's substitute in his absence. But I want to discuss this social dynamic sub-theme. Fallage is a linear structure that needs more than one person for its related tasks. For example, in fallage protection, which includes cleaning vertical shaft annually, at least three persons are needed for one shaft who can work potentially together. This task towards fallage needs cooperation. Also, it increases the cooperational behavior in a community. And fallage is known as a symbol of trust in a community, which treats the social capital. Community members trust to the fallage institution that distributes water, as water, a basic need that community members' life is quite dependent on that. Having trust to people who are responsible to distribute or allocate water is very crucial, and without that, conflicts would be emerged very easily. I designed this somehow watch or time allocation system from interviews. Water justice model of Arshedi categorizes water justice into distributive, interactional, and procedural justice. Alhambra water share is based on quiet equal times. This fallage actually has more than 500 stakeholders, and the time units of water share is 30 minutes. Also, the water cycle is 8 days, which means every 8 days, this cycle repeats. When a person owns one water share, can irrigate his farm for amount precise 30 minutes, not more, not less. And if he wants to irrigate more, he should pay for it and buy it from other people. Interviewees' perception of the water justice in the system is that everyone has the same amount of water share, and if they don't have a share, they can buy or request others to meet their needs. So it's just, it's based on justice, actually. This perception refers to distributive justice, which point out by Ershadi and Kalhoff in their water justice model. So we can say this system can cover one kind of water justice at least. At the end, I should say, in this presentation, I talked about the importance of water issues in social work, the capacities of traditional water management system for sustainability, and the lesson that we can gain from this traditional initiative, that how they can promote justice, how they can be a resource of justice, a value that is so important for social workers. But let's think more about that. At the end of this session, I want you to think about what do you think about traditional and local initiative to environmental crisis? Do you have any example in your mind of local or traditional solution or strategies for solving environmental crisis? And in your opinion, what is the social work role and potentials in case of local capacities and strategies for environmental crisis? I know I didn't talk about the role of social worker in detail or some intervention about that. It was because there were no social worker educated in social work in this setting, but we can think more about the potential role of social work discipline in these kind of issues. Thank you for your attention, and I hope it was helpful and interesting for you. Bye.